This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
5-3 Penguins are winners last night over the Caps. EJ Raddick joins us now. You can watch NHL Network's EJ Raddick on NHL Now weekdays, including today, 4 o'clock Eastern. Visit NHLNetwork.com for all your local channel listings. EJ, good morning. How is everything?
Oh, good, good. It was a really it's a good morning. There was some good games last night, and good to see the Penguins and Capitals still don't like each other.
It is, and that's where we go right to start. You could talk about City, you could talk about Gino, you could talk about Matt Murray and all the Phil Kessel and everyone. I think people in this town are pleasantly surprised that, one, Eric Gudbranson took it to Tom Wilson a little bit, but Gudbranson logged 20 minutes of ice time, and he can play a little bit. This might be a Jim Rutherford special. Guy needed a change of scenery. He comes in, and he's a better player than people thought.
Yeah. He played almost 23 minutes, actually, in the game last night, and he was right off the hop. He delivered a pretty good, hard, clean, tough check to Tom Wilson early in the game, and then he got after him a little bit later, and I guess in the third period they got going in front of the net. And, I think this is what the – you know, this is what the doctor ordered for the Penguins. I mean, you know, putting together teams in any sport, and certainly in hockey, it's all just kind of like the all different ingredients that you need. And, you know, Eric Gudbranson is, he's not beloved by the analytics darlings, and that's for sure. And he's not going to really wow you with making plays up the ice or doing too much with the puck. But it's a pretty simple mix for him. He's a big physical player. He's really tough. He's not phony tough. He's real tough. And, I think he'll be a good fit for the Penguins. And when they have games against the big teams like the Washington Capitals, he'll be someone that they lean on a little bit. When they have games maybe against different teams that are more of a speed team, maybe the Mike Sullivan opts for a different lineup. But certainly last night he was a really nice piece for the Penguins against a team like Washington. Well, that is be happy to push you around if they can.
Yeah, and interesting that his possession metrics, you talk about things like Corsi, EJ, have actually improved exponentially since he came over. And I just wonder, how does he stay on the ice? Is it just the physical factor in his game that keeps him on the ice once both Letang and Mata are healthy? Can he stay in that six defenseman mix?
I think that it will depend upon who they play and how he's playing. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. And, you know, his numbers were bound to go up because he's playing with a much better team now, mm-hmm. right? I mean, he's playing Vancouver. It's a rebuilding group there. They don't have the kind of, veteran experienced players that they have in Pittsburgh. So it was going to go up. They really liked him in Florida when he was there. But again, you know, people sometimes, you know, look into those numbers maybe a little too much because, again, it's about the right mix. It's about the right chemistry. And Gudbranson is, he's a little bit of he's obviously an old school player, but, let's face it, when you have a really tough player like Tom Wilson on the other side of the equation, you need somebody that can kind of try to keep him in check a little bit and can match him physically, particularly in the dirty areas of the ice. And I think that's why Gudbranson was a really good pickup for Jimmy Rutherford. And, you know, depending upon who they play, I think that will determine, and how healthy they stay, that'll determine where he's going to fit in their lineup.
So essentially, he's got that Hal Gill schedule coming down the stretch. It's all dependent on matchups. EJ Raddick joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Okay, someone that's been an enormous surprise, I think, and we can't figure out how he didn't get more ice time in Florida, is Jared McCann. He's jumped right in with Sid and with Guentzel. Is this a case of a guy getting better because he's playing with better guys, or Jared McCann's been a pretty damn good hockey player all along, and it's just kind of shining playing with those guys?
Well, he was a first round draft pick, a prospect coming out. And I just think, again, he's gone to a much better situation where there's focus on playing every night. The Pittsburgh Penguins are a team that has high expectations, and he's getting a chance to play with the best player in the world. So I think, those things, you put it all together, and he's really, jumped into that spot and played very well. I mean, you know, when I saw that trade originally, I wasn't blown away by it. I thought it was one of these trades where guys got moved around, and I hadn't seen much from, you know, either player in Florida, but I am really pleasantly surprised with McCann. He's been a really good fit for the Penguins. He's been an excellent addition thus far, and they're hoping he's going to continue to play the way he's been playing.
NHL Network's EJ Raddick with us here on the Fan Morning Show. EJ, is Matt Murray hitting his stride at just the right time, and how tempted does Mike Sullivan have to be to continue to ride the hot hand, even though he knows he's got to have Matt Murray healthy going to the playoffs as well?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit of a tricky spot because they're trying to nail down a playoff spot in the in the standings, and so he's their best guy, and he's been the guy that's helped them win two Stanley Cups in the last 3 years. And you know, last night again, I mean, he made the big saves in the game when they needed to make them. I mean, it wasn't perfect, the shot by Vrana that went up in the air and hit him in the back. I mean, I'm sure he'd love to have that back, but those things sometimes happen in a game. But you know, when the game was tight late, he made the big saves. And you know, they've got a couple of, what do you have, one more back-to-back, so I think that'll be an opportunity to play Casey DeSmith. And then after that, it'll probably be Mike and the goaltending coach there just talking to Matt and trying to manage his time. But, if they can build themselves a little bit of a cushion in the next week, 10 days, that could give them a little opportunity to be a little bit more careful with his time. Because as you guys know, I mean, Matt is someone that's really the biggest worry, is just trying to manage him health-wise, keep him healthy and in the net, because when he's there, he's fine. It's just about keeping him there.
Is today a good day to remind people that Gino didn't make that NHL top 100 list?
Well, I mean, that's one of those things that, I don't think, he was probably bothered by it, and people in Pittsburgh are probably bothered by it. But at the end of the day, I mean, when you have, what is it, 3 Stanley Cups for Evgeny Malkin in his career, and got a Conn Smythe trophy, I believe, and all kinds of other numerous awards, and he's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. I mean, at the end of the day, people can talk about, that list, which is really a subjective list, and I'm kind of hard-pressed to know how he didn't get on it, but listen, he's one of the all-time great players in this league, and he continues to be thriving, and hopefully his game, it's been kind of a tough year for him by his standards, and hopefully he's going to be taking his game back to the normal place where it has been in the past. And if he does, then all of a sudden the Pittsburgh Penguins are even more difficult to deal with.
EJ, the Penguins have played so much more responsibly defensively on the blue line with Chris Letang out. Is that just a matter of feeling like they've got to fortify, they've got to withdraw and play that more responsible game without their number one guy in there? Or is there something to the fact that even though he's having a great year, Chris Letang is still apt to make those freewheeling plays that can lead to the turnovers that have been their bugaboo this year?
Well, I think it may be a little of both. I mean, I think, Chris can be a high-risk player, but he's a really high-reward player as well. So, I mean, and he's a real competitor, and I think you want him in the lineup more than you don't, for sure. I mean, he's a high-end guy. That said, when players like that are out of the lineup, I think, the message from the coaching staff to the players that are in is, play within yourself, try to do the things we want to do in the defensive zone. Don't, make it simple, get it to the forwards. We got great forwards, get it to Crosby, get it to Malkin, get it to Kessel, move the puck up the ice and let's play in the offensive zone. So I think you do have a tendency, it's human nature in those situations, I think, to keep it simpler and play, kind of within yourself. But I'm sure they'll be thrilled to get Chris Letang back when the time comes, and it seems like it's coming soon.
EJ Raddick, NHL Network. EJ, we thank you so very much. We'll chat again soon.
All right. Take care, guys.
Thanks, EJ.
Great stuff, as always, from EJ. And again, check him out 4 o'clock today. Visit NHLNetwork.com for your local channel listings.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.